We do a lot of fat hating in our culture, don't we? Like when we see a fat person at McDonald's and think, well, you wouldn't have chosen a salad bar, would you? Or we're sitting beside a fat person on an airplane and they're taking up our side of the armrest where every inch matters. I think on a long-haul flight, even a Buddhist thinks, that fat armresting fucker. I used to be 40 kilograms heavier. I was Rubenesque. I went in at the middle and out, out, out at the bottom. I was also at the time a life model. And for those who don't know what that is, it's a paid job in which you take your clothes off for people to paint pictures of you. I decided to give it a try when my skinny life model friend bemoaned the fact that they used her straight-lined body as their masculine model. They had asked her if she knew any curvy women who might be willing to pose. Curves, I thought. I have about 47 of those. I think they mean me. I primped and preened for my first session, trying to make my skin hairless, scarless, spotless. I arrived fully expecting that scene from Titanic. Dim lighting, chaise lounge, the heart of the ocean. Draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. I found myself in a community hall. Summer. No aircon. A few milk crates. Me sweating into my large dressing gown. The one bright spot on the horizon was the sponge cake and teacups laid out for morning tea. A mix of people who looked like accountants and librarians watched me impatiently. I disrobed and stood naked in a room full of strangers for the first time since my own birth. And like it was on that day, my nakedness now had no one batting an eyelid. They weren't giggling at the sudden exposure of my ass. They were studying it with utter appreciation. I balanced myself on the milk crates. The realization that I had to hold this pose for the next 3 hours drove every other thought about being stark naked in front of strangers out of my head. An hour and a half in, we broke for morning tea. I was last to the sponge because my paralysed legs had to be taught how to walk again. Looking around miserably for any cake left, I was taken aback by such comments as, "Thank you so much for coming. Your body is marvellous and we never get to draw such voluptuous women." These accountants and librarians were totally animated. They each wanted me to see what they had painted. They could barely fit me on their canvases. I saw myself glorified through the eyes of a dozen people, a thing of beauty. By the end of that session, I had 5 more bookings for future modelling jobs. I knew I had found my niche. Because you see, in that world, I was viewed as totally beautiful. Ample, luscious, soft, feminine. My body was enveloped in this fat that spilled like a glorious waterfall. I could twist and turn my rolls into a sensational spectacle. I was great from every angle. I was booked up for months in advance. Hot property, artistry, real estate. Not just the house on the lake, but the double-story house with the large extension at the back. Artists would walk into their life drawing classes, see me and say, "Oh, thank God it's you." I became so comfortable and languid in my body. I didn't primp and preen like I did that first time. Hair grew where it wanted. If I had a mark, it could stay. It just gave the artists more to draw. I'm lucky enough to own many beautiful pieces of art based on my plump body. My favourite is from a session where I took up this incredibly creative position for an hour, but when the artist turned his painting around, it was just of my pubic hair. And I loved it. I recognised myself instantly. There was something about it that captured the essence of me. I just wished he had told me so I didn't have to hold a bend back for an hour. Visitors to my house comment on my Bob Marley abstract, but I know it's actually my bush. Celebrity, of course, has its downside. One of my jobs was posing for university students. 2 models were present during these sessions, and the students would be asked to switch from drawing one model to the other. Marco would only ever draw me. He became completely obsessed with me. He would be waiting for me in the car park to walk me to class, and then waiting for me while I got changed to walk me back. Then he would be waiting for me in completely unrelated places, like outside my local shop. One night, I finished modelling late. It was dark. I walked toward my lone car. He was waiting for me there, leaning against the passenger side door. I made a wide berth and swiftly got into the driver's side, slamming the door and shutting the locks. "I want to talk to you," he shouted. I started the engine. "I just want to talk to you," again as he started banging his fists into my bonnet. I pulled out and he ran in front of the car. I put my foot down and he had to jump out of the way. In fact, I don't know that he did. I was a large lady in a small car. I didn't feel a thing. This incident didn't put me off. It might have put Marco off because I never saw him again. After 6 years of modelling and loving that rotund body of mine, something changed. I changed. I started to lose those 40 successful kilograms. As the weight came off, I got fewer and fewer phone calls. My large dressing gown hung lifeless on the door. No one wanted to book me anymore. When I look back on my former self, I refuse to criticise that person. I refuse to feel sorry for her because she had something I never will. She was adored by people who live for beauty and for art. The fat haters will just never get what the artists do. And I will never quite know that glory again.